This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You're back with Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch. Salesforce says artificial intelligence has led to reduced hiring for some of its roles. We wanted to find out more. I'm joined now by Brody Ford, reporter with Bloomberg News. Brody, thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you so much for having me.
So what is Salesforce saying about the use of AI and how it's impacted roles at the company?
Yeah, so the big question with AI has been, which jobs does it hit first? I mean, I think everybody that's seen the technology is kind of sold that, yeah, this can certainly reduce the need for labor in some professions. And Salesforce has been pretty quick to, I mean, they sell products that include AI to kind of help their customers effectively replace labor. And so it would make sense that they're trying to do the same themselves. What we heard from them this week is that 500 customer sales roles, customer service roles, they no longer need because they're able to do it with AI. They're able to, you know, answer more queries automatically without the need for people. They also said that they're hiring less engineers. Software engineering is another place that has become a lot more efficient due to some of these AI tools. And it appears that they're going to say, okay, we need less engineers. We actually need more salespeople because they're the ones we can't replace right now.
I saw an article earlier this week that was talking about how for maybe some entry level new grads coming out that these are going to be some of the jobs that might disappear due to AI. What have you heard in the industry and other major companies about how AI is impacting the workforce?
So it's clear that AI allows for more efficiency, you know, that you're able to do more with fewer people. And the question is, what do employers do with that? Do they say, great, we can do more, let's hire more or hire the same amount and then be able to do more? Or are we just going to take the cost savings and hire fewer people? And, you know, as we all know, entry-level employees are often a cost center for the first couple of years, right? You have to train them up. They take time. They, you know, are working on tasks that maybe aren't the highest value. And so if you are, you know, automating the kind of lowest tier of task, you know, who was doing that before? It's the entry-level person. And so that's kind of the most obvious roles that are getting impacted. It's not across the board, but we hear a lot about, you know, entry-level software engineering jobs being harder to come by. Certainly customer support centers, I think, are a place of significant disruption right now, because so much of the technology is focused on customer service technology. As you know, when you, you know, go onto Amazon or any other site and you go into that chat bot, it's pretty rare at this point you're talking to a human.
I thought it was really fascinating that some of the big tech companies are saying they're using artificial intelligence to produce new code.
It's funny, because that's really what AI is pretty good at, is pattern recognition and kind of suggesting what comes next. And something like coding, which is often pretty formulaic, pretty, you know, there's wealth of knowledge out there. And so instead of you or I going and searching on forums about, hey, how do I write this application, that AI is able to kind of go pull that info and synthesize it and make it easy to access. This makes sense as an early use case. Yeah, so a lot of companies are touting that they're able to write more code with AI. Of course, that code is going to require quite a bit of cleanup work from the humans. I mean, I'm sure if you had a software engineer on this show, they might be telling you that actually a lot of this AI-generated code doesn't work as well as it's sold, and that might be the case. But the trend is clear that software engineering is one area that major employers are looking to save some money.
Obviously, we're going to be talking about this more in the future. Brody, thanks for joining us today with the latest.
Thank you so much.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.